Last week, we aired a piece about new security measures the U.S. Border Patrol is planning along the U.S.-Canadian border. These measures would impede traffic between two towns that share a library, Derby Line, Vermont, and Stansted, Quebec. Listener R.D. Coleman of New York wrote, "Derby Line has been the only crossing where my wife and I were not treated poorly. Not by the Canadians, who over a number of years and a number of crossings have been uniformly polite, but by Americans. Don't let anyone touch Derby Line." But Carl Ott of Valrico, Florida, told us, "The library patrons at the Haskell Free Library and Opera House should keep things in perspective. We're at war with terrorists. I wonder how apologetic they would be if it's determined that a terrorist attack was made possible in part due to the lax border measures." And last week, we explored the wonders of fatherhood in the animal kingdom, mammals, fish, and bird dads who go above and beyond the call of duty for their offspring. Listener Richard Alpert of Summit, New Jersey, added a species that maintains what we humans might see as an unorthodox relationship between the sexes. In some species of deep-sea anglerfish, the male is much smaller than the female. He attaches himself to his mate, and eventually their flesh merges. Mr. Alpert writes, "Spending its life attached to the tail end of its spouse, the male provides sperm on demand in exchange for life support from the female." It's hard to top that one, but if you'd like to add something to our coverage, write to us. Go to our website, npr.org, and click on Contact Us.